Hi, and welcome to the Phrasal Verb Plus Expat Life podcast. My name is Alyssa. I am an English coach and an expat. I help students from around the world express themselves authentically in English. I made this podcast for my students and for anyone and everyone studying English to add some logic and to give tips to the study of phrasal verbs. Okay, so first of all, I want to say I do live in an apartment and there's a lot of noises. I can hear my neighbors scrubbing their dishes right now. So yeah, life is happening here and you will hear it. So let's define expat. Let's define expat and compare it with the word immigrant, maybe. So an expat is a person who is living outside of their country for an unknown amount of time, maybe, or for a temporary amount of time. By this definition, I am an expat because, well, the key difference is an immigrant lives in another country forever. Maybe they'll get citizenship. But anyways, the intention is to live in that new country forever. This podcast is for anyone studying English, but because I am an expat, my perspective will be from an expat perspective. So I've lived outside of my country for 3 years. There are some differences between being an immigrant and just living temporarily in a country. But I hope that my examples and stories will be relevant to both immigrants and expats, and, well, to anyone who wants to visit an English-speaking country or a country where English is the common language. So what is the setup of this podcast? How is it going to work? Well, we're going to discuss small sets of phrasal verbs with examples, and the examples will be hopefully useful phrases relating to expat or immigrant life. I'm going to give you definitions, but not only that, I'm going to explain how to use the phrasal verbs because there are actually different kinds of phrasal verbs. Different classifications, and knowing that will make them much easier for you to use. Some of the episodes will be those short lists of phrasal verbs. I shouldn't say lists, short sets of phrasal verbs. And other episodes will be more for listening practice and will focus on aspects of expat life. So in those episodes, I'm going to speak in a more natural speed. Right now I'm not necessarily speaking slow, but I'm speaking clear. I'm using less connected speech. And yeah, so you'll have a little bit of everything here. You'll have me explaining phrasal verbs in depth with examples, and also some episodes for listening practice that hopefully is relevant to your life. And the next episode is all about phrasal verbs. I mean, the classifications of phrasal verbs and how I suggest you study them. But of course, I can do other episodes about other topics relating to phrasal verbs specifically. So there can also be the occasional in-depth episode about something related to phrasal verbs. For example, the next episode will discuss the difference between transitive and intransitive phrasal verbs, but it won't discuss the particles. Particles are the prepositions of the phrasal verbs, and I can do a series of episodes all about the particles and talking about cognitive linguistics and how this can help you understand them better from a different perspective. So you can expect more in-depth explanations about things like that in certain episodes as well. Okay, so what about me? I am an expat myself. I left the United States 3 years ago. I left with a backpack, and that's it. A backpack and a little bit of money. And I went to Romania. I went there to get my TEFL certification, teaching English as a foreign language. I stayed there for 3 months, traveled all around the country. I visited Bulgaria. Then I traveled long term. Well, I was in Israel for a month and Palestine for a month. Then I went to Spain for, I think, a month. And then finally, I came to Argentina. That's where I live now. Everyone asks, why Argentina? I mean, I traveled really intuitively, let's say. I would get excited about one opportunity or one thing in a country and go there. So there were certain things that drew me to Argentina. And, you know, the idea of learning the language was one of them. Learning through immersion. There's a lot to be said about that. I will do a whole episode about learning a language through immersion and living in another country to learn a language, because I didn't do it in a very intelligent way, but I learned a lot from the process. What else? So I've been teaching English for about 5 years, students from all over the world. I started teaching Chinese students, and these days most of my students are from Argentina, Brazil, Russia, or Ukraine by chance. And maybe it's because of our time zones, and maybe it's because these are also the languages that I speak or study or understand. So I don't speak Portuguese, but I understand so much Portuguese. Okay, what else? I love teaching pronunciation. I love teaching concepts related to understanding native speakers. So this is connected speech, phrasal verbs, and also I really like grammar. So I love teaching, like, in general, overall. So it's hard for me to choose, like, one thing or one topic to focus on. But I chose to do a podcast, at least, on phrasal verbs, because I think it's something that students should learn with a native teacher. I think that, okay, I'm going to do a whole episode about phrasal verbs, explaining, like, what are they, why should you study them, how should you study them. But, you know, like, a non-native teacher can teach you grammar maybe better than me. And, you know, you can practice conversation on language exchange apps. And you can do listening practice with YouTube. But, you know, I'm all for independent learning as much as possible. But phrasal verbs, like, you can't Google them, and they're complicated. And I don't think that it's really a useful use of your time if you're paying for a teacher to just learn phrasal verbs with your teacher. So you can just listen to a podcast about phrasal verbs. So anyways, a little bit more about my background. I actually have a bachelor's degree in biology. I specialized in phytochemistry and sustainable horticulture. And hobbies. I love traveling, obviously, but, like, I say that as, like, traveling's my lifestyle. I love cats. I really, really love cats. I'm not a cat lady. I don't have a cat right now. I have a cat who lives in the United States with my mom. I love sharing and learning about different cultures. That includes food, big time. And really, most of all, I am passionate about teaching and learning languages. Okay, so this is my first time making a podcast, and so it's like an experiment. I'm probably gonna change things like as I go. But for now, the best way to stay up to date with everything is to subscribe to the podcast, but also to follow me on Instagram. So my Instagram is at empanada de nada. In English, empanada de nada. Maybe I'll explain the idea behind that another time. So, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.